One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. They're saying that weight loss surgery now can boost testosterone. Now, keep in mind that when you just drop the weight and you start losing the belly fat, guys, that it will increase your testosterone levels just by doing that. But the weight loss surgery does it kind of in the same way. So hot topic, a lot of people are talking about it, so let's get into it. For morbidly obese men, obviously sex hormones have been increasing, they say, after any type of weight loss type surgery, which is growing leaps and bounds, of course, with the obesity rates going up as they are, and just the actual just being overweight is going up as well. So, as I said, in a single-center study, men with a median body mass index of about 43 who underwent bariatric surgery had a significant increase in the majority of sex hormones, including total testosterone and the sex hormone binding globulin, at 6 months and 1 year post-surgery, according to Dr. Mancini, MD, who is in charge at the university in Florence, Italy. They did a study, and all levels of testosterone and the sexual binding protein were significantly higher than expected. And also, obesity in men is associated with the reduced levels of testosterone and the binding protein, but relationship between sex hormones and weight loss is less clear. But they said now, which is interesting, they said in a cross-sectional study, they found that total testosterone levels, free testosterone levels as well, both increased. And in the longitudinal study they did in this, at this Italian hospital, the BMI and hormone levels were assessed at about 6 months and a year. And in this, the free testosterone, FSH and LH, which has to do with growth hormone levels as well, increased, while the heavier patients had higher levels of estradiol. See, that's the big deal. The deal is when you have higher levels of estradiol, which you should always have your blood test done with your physician to check the estradiol levels, because if your estrogen levels are high, now your testosterone levels can be high with high estrogen, but the higher your estrogen levels are, the more body fat you're going to carry, especially in the midsection, guys. So it comes down to estrogen management, which is a big, big deal. So in this longitudinal study in the morbidly obese patients, the median weight loss from baseline was 24% at 6 months and 27% at 1 year. But interestingly enough, they found that the testosterone levels changed drastically. So considering that blood glucose had been demonstrated to affect testosterone levels in a positive way by stabilizing blood sugar, we found this to be interesting, they said. And, of course, they concluded that the effects of weight loss induced by the bariatric surgery on sex hormones is different from those predicted on the basis of extra fat or fat cells. They said the data is still preliminary, blah, 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 because, I mean, bottom line is that they've only done one study. And they've got to do more to conclude that, you know, with all the double blinds, that it's actually official. However, it's good information. And the reality is, the bottom line is this, when you lose weight, your sex hormones, your testosterone begins to increase, and obviously your estrogen levels begin to go down. And that's key. It's a real key when you're looking at balancing hormones. And that's, it's such a hot topic right now. When you gain extra weight, when you carry the extra weight, your testosterone naturally will go down, and your estrogen levels will go up. So you want to make sure that you get those checked. And I recommend getting a blood test with your physician about every 6 months. Get those levels checked. Make sure they're where they need to be. But don't jump into you know, just jumping right into a hormone replacement therapy. I mean, if you've got low testosterone, please don't jump into taking the patch or the pellet or the injections. There's so many other ways to get your testosterone levels to come up naturally. And once you start on that path, it's very hard to get off that boat just because of the way things are set up. So take that into consideration and make sure you look at all options before you go down that route. And if you need to lose 80 pounds and you're considering surgery, please exhaust all options of busting your butt, literally, and doing the work, the exercise, eating healthy for at least 6 months and see what kind of traction you can get before you jump in. Do the counseling and all that they make you do, but really go that direction, because so many times it's kind of like this. I heard a guy, a really great speaker, he's just passed recently. His name's Jim Rohn, and I'm sure if you've never heard of his name, you should listen to some of his tapes, CDs, read some of his books. But very, very, just a powerful speaker and great in personal development. But, you know, what's interesting, his mentor challenged him to become a millionaire. And he said, well, okay, be a millionaire, right? And the interesting thing was, it was become a millionaire or strive to become a millionaire, not for the money that you'll receive when you become one, but for what it will make of you while you're becoming one. So I say that to say this, that, and he said that, you know, he had made $1 million several times, or I guess many times over. And it wasn't the money that he gained that was such the joy and the accomplishment. It was everything he learned in becoming a millionaire. The trials, learning how to manage business, learning how to discipline himself, managing people, learning the skills that it took and discipline that it took to earn and make $1 million a year. And that's true. So think about it like this. Learn what it would take if you're 100 pounds overweight. You have one of two options. Okay? You can go have surgery, which is a substitute for taking the pill. Meaning, you know, if there's a silver bullet pill, give me the pill. I'd rather eat what I want, take the pill, and lose the weight. You could do the surgery, and I'm not knocking if you've had it done. I've had many, many people that I've worked with throughout the years that have had it. So I'm not knocking it. But this is my point. My point is, consider going through 6 months, 8 months with a personal trainer and, you know, eating healthy, exercising, and putting in the kind of the sweat equity in dropping the weight. Now, if you've got some barriers physically that'll keep you from doing that, I understand. But lose the 100 pounds yourself for what it will make of you in the process is where the victory will come. And I really think that for me, when I talk with people and they go through their trials and they're looking to lose the weight, my challenge to them is to lose the weight yourself as best you can, because what it will make of you, the discipline you will learn, the bad habits you will unlearn, and the things you will learn to become a thin person, the barriers you have to break through of emotional eating, which is what the show The Biggest Loser is all about. It's not about watching Jillian yell at people on the treadmill. It's about people coming through breakthroughs in their life, breaking bad habits. It's about the behavioral aspect. And that's what I want to see for anyone struggling with their weight, for what it will make of you. Jim Rohn, look him up. Great, great stuff. But it's true, it applies to any area of life. So when you go to lose the weight, what it will make of you, the habits you'll develop, and the person you'll become is amazing. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio, 888-283-7272. Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Live healthy online at HealthCoachRadio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you missed some information on the show, check it there. We've got all our articles posted from the show. Also, don't forget, if you need to ask me a question, you can shoot me an email there. You can make you part of the show. And our wellness providers, these are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way that we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. And our team is growing every single day. Check out the web and go to mywellnessproviders.com. Check it out there. We're going to go to the phones now and go to John. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
I'm living well. What's going on?
Well, I've got a bit of a nagging back issue.
Okay.
Been to my local general practitioner, referred me to a back specialist at a pain clinic, and they did several MRIs, and basically, I didn't get a whole lot of help out of them, really. I wasn't sure how, I guess, they told me they didn't find anything, but I have a really, really bad back pain in one particular spot in my back, and I guess my question is, how do I present this to them? What questions do I need to ask, or I guess, what do I need to say to this doctor or these doctors so that I get the right answers? And I'm sure you probably need to ask me some questions too, but I'm just not sure how to approach this so that I get the result that I'm looking for.
Here's the deal. Well, a couple things. First, with your doctors and who you've been working with, I mean, have they laid out for you? Well, have they laid out for you any options at all, or are you just kind of stuck where you are? You know what I mean?
Let me be honest with you real quick. I kind of got the impression that they thought I was trying to get some pain medication or something out of them, and that's
oh,
never
okay,
been
I got it.
At all. And I don't take any drugs. I don't take anything. I eat organic foods. I'm fairly healthy. I'm fairly, just a fairly bad back pain for a little over a year. You know, had MRIs, and I keep getting the same response every time. There's nothing there. We don't see anything. And I'm not sure if it could be something else. Somebody suggested I could have gallstones or something, but I would think they would see something like that on an MRI, but I don't know that, but I'm just not sure what to say or how to approach it directly.
And is the pain going down the leg at all, or is it localized? Like, is it in one area?
Absolutely, all the way down to the bottom of my foot.
Only on one side, though, right?
Only on the right side, yes, sir.
And have you gone to a chiropractic physician yet?
I've not been to a chiropractic physician, though. No.
I would do that. Here's why. I would just go get an evaluation, an opinion. Typically, in the medical side of things, what we do is, you hear the options. The option is, you got a pain like that, you got a neuropathy of some type that tracks down the nerve, goes into the foot, okay? Go in, we do an MRI, and everything looks clear. We don't really see a bulge. We don't see anything major. So at that point, we're going to give you pain meds and some anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxers, and let's see how it does in a couple of weeks, okay? Now, typically, what will happen, first of all, let me just tell you this. For you to have that kind of pain, there's an issue going on with the disc in between the bones and the vertebra and the nerve. There's irritation around the nerve, period. Okay? That is what it is. So whether they see it, only if they see it on MRI are they going to do anything. Now, the options are they're still going to do the pain meds, anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxers, send you home 2 weeks. Hopefully the inflammation will go down, symptoms will go away, and then you won't have to have surgery. If it persists and it stays bad and it's nagging, they're going to suggest some form of surgery, most probably, if there's something they can verify it with the testing. So that's pretty normal. The reason I like the option of chiropractic physician in this kind of situation is they give you several non-surgical options, and they're experts at what they do. So it's not just like cracking your neck and that's it. It's literally, there's things like decompression therapy, where if there is some degeneration in the disc in between the bones, there's some decompression that can be done that can help the disc stay healthy. And it's non-surgical. So there's that option. If the spinal bones are out of alignment, they can be worked on. Osteopathic physicians do this as well. They're called DOs. But that type of opinion and that type of option is not expensive. Insurance covers it normally if you do have insurance. And it would be a good thing to do, a good opinion to have for what you're dealing with. Because, I mean, you're it's a real rock and a hard place kind of deal to be stuck in because, again, the medical treatments, there's not a lot offered. So that's why you kind of get these answers, or you kind of get looked at like, you know, this guy's just wanting pain meds. You know, you kind of get that. You're in a spot where you don't need to be because you're in pain, you don't feel good. And what is your age, again, by the way? Like, what do you...
36.
Yeah, so you're young, man. So what I would do is go get an evaluation from one of those type doctors and just see as an opinion. And if they offer treatments, maybe do a couple of weeks and see if you get any relief at all. Sometimes that can be resolved pretty quickly. But, you know, I don't know because I don't know the overall situation of what you got going. But that would be a good situation. It's not so much of a supplemental issue like, you know, hey, take this supplement or eat these foods. Those will come into play and they'll be important. And if you want to call me back, we can kind of hit those a little bit. But first, go get an evaluation, because by the docs looking at it from, I guess, more of an alternative perspective, non-surgical is probably a better way to put it, you'll know exactly what you're dealing with and then be able to come up with a good overall action plan, okay? Keep me posted, though, how it goes. Be glad to hear about it. All right, 888-283-7272. Right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-383-7372.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a provider in your area, make sure to go to the website and find all your information there as well. Quote for the day comes from Lillian Hellman. It's a sad day when you find out that it's not accident or time or fortune, but just yourself that kept things from you. Powerful. Too much TV is now linked to kids' bad behavior. If you go to a pediatrician on a regular basis, you know, one thing the American Academy of Pediatrics always teaches is to limit TV watching to about 1 to 2 hours a day. Read to your kids on a regular basis and don't let the TV just be a big distractor for them. So they're saying too much television may lead to this bad behavior. There's a new British study. Video games did not seem to have a similar effect. Researchers at the University of Glasgow in Scotland tracked 11,000 children between 2000 and 2002. Parents were asked to describe their kids' conduct and emotional symptoms, as well as how much time their kids spent watching television or playing video games. And the children who watch 3-plus hours of TV at age 5 were 13% more likely to fight with their peers and steal at ages 5 to 7. While playing electronic games at 5 years was not associated with increased risk of problems, according to researchers. But watching TV may not be entirely to blame. Kids who spend excessive time in front of the TV may also be physically inactive and have difficulty sleeping, and those could be contributing factors as well. So, you know, I'm a big fan of definitely turning the tube off with your kids and spending more time with them, obviously, but also, you know, doing things more educational. They've got a lot of educational type videos and things out that your kids can learn from. So it's not that the TV watching is bad. It's actually what you put on there that becomes the ultimate challenge. So that's definitely one thing to look into, because, I mean, our kids, it's everything. And the younger they are, the more impressionable they are. And that really is what's the most important. So keep an eye on that if you have little ones. 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. You can call right now or go online, go to healthcoachradio.com. Cold sores, they say, may be a sign of cognitive issues in everyday health. They said the cold sores and, of course, the virus that can cause them could have major issues long-term. Researchers at Columbia University in New York and University of Miami in Florida found that people with higher levels of herpes simplex type 1 virus antibodies in their blood were more likely to have cognitive problems. For the study, researchers collected data on about 1,600 people with an average age of 69 in New York City. Blood samples were tested for 5 common low-grade infections, herpes simplex types 1 and 2, and the cytomegalovirus, chlamydia, and Heliobacter pylori, which is, of course, pretty common. Participants with higher levels of any of these types of infection in the blood were 25% more likely to have a low score on the cognition test called the mini mental state exam. The link was actually greater among poorly educated women in Medicaid or Medicare with no health insurance. And those who did not exercise also had lower scores. So interesting, that's for sure. 888-283-7272 lines are open. Give us a call right now. We'll go over to Jerry on the phones. Hi, Jerry.
Yes. Hello, how are you tonight?
Man, I'm living well. What's going on?
Thank you for taking my call. I've listened to your program a lot, and I just I had a question for you. I'm 46 years old. There's a history of high blood pressure in my family, my father and my siblings. For about 4 years now, I've been taking 10 milligrams of lisinopril a day, and I tried to control a lot of it with my diet. It didn't seem to help, so just in the last month, my doctor set me up to 20 milligrams of lisinopril. And I've been on that for about a month now, but I'm also noticing as I get my blood pressure checked, it's dropped a little bit, but I'm still hanging around like 140 over 98. And I'm just wondering if there's anything I can do apart from the medicine to maybe help that come down, and what you would advise for that.
Well, what have you done so far? Have you made any changes, or has your doctor made any changes?
As far as my diet, I eat fairly healthy. I don't eat regular meals. I travel a lot. But as far as my activity, I don't exercise regularly. I'm not overweight. I weigh about 185. I'm 5'11". But I do a lot of projects around my house. I do a lot of landscaping and painting and different things out in the yard. So I'm active during the day. Thus far, my doctor hasn't suggested anything as far as diet. I try to watch my salt intake, but I'm just kind of getting concerned as I get older. I know they say, you know, that high blood pressure is cause for strokes and heart problems, and I just don't want that to happen. I do have a history of that with my grandparents.
Okay. So having a history like that and having those concerns, Have they said that that's a major factor? Did they tell you that that was just something that's expected and is what it is and you're kind of stuck with it?
I think so. My doctor was concerned about my stress level, which, you know, I live out in the middle of an Amish community, so I don't have very much stress level. I'm single. I have a fairly good life. I enjoy my life that I have, but she's pretty much told me this looks like something I'm going to have to live with, but she has expressed some concern that we couldn't get it down where it needed to be.
You typically can. What is your height and weight right now?
I'm 5'11 and 185.
Okay. And how many days a week are you exercising, pretty much?
I probably, as far as regimented exercise program, I don't do that. But I probably spend 3 or 4 hours out in the yard, digging in the garden, painting the house or working in the shrubs. A lot of projects around the home, laying brick and stone. So I stay pretty active.
But you don't do what I like to call focused exercise, right?
Right. I have not. I have not done that.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big key. It's a real big key. So one of the things you want to do when you deal with blood pressure issues at all, I'll tell you an easy one, is getting what we call a mini trampoline. Kind of one of those little, it's called a rebounder, but it's a little small trampoline. There's some real good studies on that that they've done. And, you know, jumping on a mini trampoline, say 5 to 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, makes a huge difference, they say, in blood pressure. And, you know, these things cost like $100. There's a real good company that makes them called Urban Rebounder. And you go to urbanrebounder.com or like Dick's Sporting Goods, those kind of places have them. But they're really good. It creates a pumping mechanism. It pumps the lymphatic system, which helps lower blood pressure. And, of course, there's supplements out there that can help too. But your diet is a big key. I mean, outside of like a low-sodium diet, which is pretty common for blood pressure, it's about the quality of foods that you eat on a regular basis. And that's what I would focus on. Because your low inflammatory foods, your overall dietary habits, that's going to play a big role. You know, especially in the way that you support it and regulate it. Because, I mean, the medicine manages, but it doesn't correct it, right? So you want to make sure you're doing things that you can kind of get to the root cause. Because just because grandma had it or grandpa had it doesn't mean you're stuck with it. That's just, you know, all genetics, and it is what it is. Cardiovascular health can be helped tremendously by your lifestyle habits. And you're young, you know, what is your age right now? Jerry?
I'm 46.
Yeah, you're 46. Okay. So being 46, you're still really young. There's a lot of room and a lot of time to make some changes. Now, if you had to exercise 5 days a week, could you make that happen?
Yes, I could definitely make that happen.
Yeah, no major injuries or anything?
No, not at all.
Yeah, you just gotta make the time. What I always say is start out for like the first month and don't have any major expectations from yourself as far as, you know, going in there and working out like Arnold Schwarzenegger or running like some Ironman. You just go in and the first thing you want to do is establish a habit. And the habit is to go 5 days a week and just exercise for about 20 to 30 minutes. That's it. Yeah, I don't care what it is. Treadmill, ride a bike, do some weight training. But just go in there consistently and develop that habit, because that is the first step. Then once you get the habit developed in the baby steps, you can go in and either get with a trainer or start learning better ways to get higher levels of intensity and get better results. But you kind of, you know, you build your way into it. But the bottom line is to be successful and to do well. But I'll tell you, that plays a big role. Some supplements that are good just to throw out there for you to do some research on. L-citrulline, L-arginine together have both shown some real promise. Magnesium deficiencies are pretty common, too, with blood pressure-related issues. So you might want to look at that. Garlic is also known, whether you eat the cloves of garlic or take the supplement form, to be very helpful. But keep me posted on how it's going. It's all about developing a good lifestyle plan.
Hey,
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I've actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. JerkySpot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
You're open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Now, it's interesting with guys, prostate issues are on the rise, of course, and we're seeing that more and more. But did you know that early baldness may mean early prostate cancer? It's true. Going bald, which is not a cool thing at all, but to go along with that, you've got to deal with prostate issues. They say that it's an early risk and a high risk for prostate cancer, especially if you're African-American. That's a new finding from the study in the American Association for Cancer Research. In the Journal of Cancer Epidemiology, it said the researchers reported on more than 300 African-American men with prostate cancer, more than 200 controls in the study were participated in the study of clinical outcomes, and the men had either a full head of hair or frontal or vertex crown baldness. We focused on African-American men because they are at highest risk for developing prostate cancer, more than twice as likely as to die from prostate cancer than other groups in the U.S., said Sharnita Ziegler-Johnson at the Center for Clinical Epidemiology and Biostatistics at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. Now that is a mouthful. Although it's a high-risk group for poor prostate cancer outcomes, no published study has focused on evaluating baldness as a potential risk factor. It's been one, though, for a long time. Researchers found 69% increased risk of prostate cancer among the men with any form of baldness. Risk for advanced prostate cancer diagnosis doubled in men with frontal baldness, and an association was even stronger among African-American men who were diagnosed with prostate cancer before the age of 60. So early onset baldness may be a risk factor for early prostate cancer. In the United States, prostate cancer is the most common cancer in men, with the highest rates in the African-American community, obviously. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it's the second most common cause of death with most U.S. men. In 2009, more than 200,000 men in the U.S. were diagnosed with prostate cancer, and more than 28,000 died. A 2011 study published in the Annals of Oncology found that androgen hormones like testosterone that drive male development may play a huge role in both male pattern baldness and the prostate cancer. So although the link there is unknown, higher levels of testosterone or testosterone metabolites like DHEA may be responsible, said Ryan Welter, who's a physician. He's a hair transplant surgeon at the New England Center for Hair Restoration, about the new study. So I think the data is showing a relationship between baldness and prostate cancer that goes well beyond coincidence. And what is possible is that baldness and the prostate cancer are the result of similar hormone influences. Well, yeah, that's obviously the case. Although the Annals study concluded that androgens did not actually cause prostate cancer, further research could show that baldness is an important risk factor for prostate cancer. Baldness and prostate cancer incidence both increase with age, and although peak incidences are different with baldness, it's discovered that they both have a strong coincidence. So it's interesting. I mean, the whole prostate cancer issue, we're seeing it more and more, and it's becoming as almost as popular as women in dealing with breast cancer. So it's really become the big one that guys are dealing with, that's for sure. Check us out on the web. If you got a question, go to healthcoachradio.com. Send me an email. Be glad to make it part of the show. We're going to go to John now. Hi, John. Welcome.
Hello.
Good to talk with you, sir. What's going on?
I was hearing you talking about people trying to quit smoking, and you were talking about your grandmother quitting. Do you recall that?
I do.
Okay, anyway, I just wanted to offer my expertise on, for whatever it's worth, it's just maybe another way somebody might be able to quit smoking. And it's called, it's actually to cognitive therapy. And years ago, I was in college, and I have a degree in psychology, and teacher was issuing students, we each had to do a demonstration on different therapies, and say, like, behaviorism, psychoanalysis. And so anyway, I was giving cognitive therapy, and I did a little research and studying on it, and I got some information from the American Heart Association, and something I got from them caught my attention. It said that when you smoke a cigarette, whether you smoke one or you've been smoking for 20 years or you just smoked your first cigarette, every cigarette has nicotine in it, some level of nicotine. And what I read was that nicotine goes directly, when you smoke the cigarette, that nicotine goes directly into your bloodstream. And that nicotine, which I also read is more, which is the most highly addictive substance on the face of the earth, it takes, this was a medical fact according to this brochure I read, it takes 72 hours to get this nicotine out of your bloodstream. Okay?
Right.
Right there, that is, that 72 hours is, constitutes exactly 3 days. And what people don't understand when they quit smoking, is you're miserable as hell when you quit because your body is unconsciously craving that. Again, it's that's called a physiological dependence. And
it is. The dependence really gets to a place where it affects the dopamine receptors. And, you know, those dopamine receptors are really what the nicotine plays off of. And so when you use things naturally, like nicotinic acid, or you do things to build up dopamine receptors, you can really make a difference in somebody that's looking to quit. But that's a real good commentary piece on that. I appreciate you bringing that up. But, yeah, the cognitive therapy is also a great form of helping people quit smoking and kind of move on to a different habit. A lot of times it's called replacement therapy. You can go in and pick something different that will pull your mind off of it, like exercise. But it's another hour in the charts. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding the medical.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.